preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things that you folks can't do.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country.
Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on October 5th, 2022, Wednesday. And I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes. And you can be a part of the show here as well by calling in at 512-248-8252. And no, this is not a substitute host for Kelso. This is me, but I don't know what happened to my voice. I like this. So I hope it stays, but I like being a baritone. I've lived my whole life as a tenor, even a high tenor. So I don't know. Anyway, here we are. It's live radio, as is obvious continuously through the show. And we are brought to you through the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas, some 1,000-plus miles due south of where I'm sitting right now in North Dakota. Well, let's see. To start off, an opening thought for tonight's show. Well, the thing that struck me today that I thought I wanted to communicate was they're still lying to us. That's one version of it. The idea being, you know, kind of backing up to the 35,000 foot altitude and looking down on the scene. A common thread through all of our recent decades of history is the egregiousness of the lying that is being inflicted upon us. They're lying about everything. They being the people who run this country and who run the Western world. I'm sure I'm not sure, but I imagine that for patriots in Britain, France, Germany, Italy, it must be quite the same. We're being lied to. And the latest example, which I'll start with as an example tonight, is the blowing up of the pipelines on the Baltic Sea ocean bed just off the island of Bornholm. Bornholm is an island belonging to Denmark, just off the coast of Sweden, actually closer to Sweden than it is to Denmark, but very close to both countries. And just north of Germany and Poland. But it's an island that's further away from Russia, the origin of those two pipelines. It's right at the end of those pipelines, near Sweden, Poland, and Germany, and Denmark. So, what happened to those pipelines? Kelso puts out the question. Would someone in the audience please raise your hand if you know what happened to Nord Stream 1 and within hours, Nord Stream 2. I see a few hands going up, but I just have to say, sorry, you don't know. You don't know what happened. And even though I've said on the show here that, you know, my idea as to what happened, I don't know either. None of us know. Now, we can say the same thing about so many things that have happened, actually about every important thing that has happened in our world in our recent lives, going back decades. Do we know what happened on 9/11? No, we don't. Has anything more important happened? Anything more worthy of investigation? No. And on and on and on. Do we know what happened with the election? Just concluded? No. We don't know how they cheated. We know they cheated. We think they cheated. We think we know what happened. We don't know. We don't know. The point being, we're getting inured to the idea, to the habit of being lied to. We're being deeply programmed in that regard. We expect in our daily lives a torrent of lies. And what we don't expect are answers or clarity or truth. So let's look at Bornholm and the Nord Stream 1 and 2 lines. This island of Bornholm, just to set the scene, is very close to the beach of Bornholm is very close to the beach of Sweden, southern Sweden. In fact, I'm looking at the map, it looks to be less than 30 miles of water. Very, very close. I can relate to that distance because as a surfer, I used to stand in the sand of West Los Angeles and Santa Monica and Malibu, looking towards the island of Santa Catalina. And in fact, when I was 10 years old in 1958, a real kook, I really wasn't a surfer yet at 10 years old, but about to become one, about to become a kook, this is what I heard on my car radio. I think we had a 1958 Ford. What was our country wagon? Country Squire, maybe. The 1958 Ford station wagon. Red and white. And this is what we heard on the car radio.
Away 6 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of
romance.
Water all around it, everywhere. Tropical trees and salty air. But for me, the thing that's waiting there, romance. It seems so distant, 26 miles ago.
26 miles away. So sang the Four Preps. Remember them? No, you don't. You weren't even born then. The Four Preps, only one of whom is still alive. I just found that out a moment ago. Bruce Belland, B-E-L-L-A-N-D. He wrote 26 miles across the sea. And that's how close Bornholm is to Sweden. And what does that mean? For those of you that haven't taken in that view, it means that standing on the beach, you can see Bornholm, you can see Catalina Island quite clearly. And if you go up a few feet on a little bit of a raised elevation, a hillock or a cliff, you can see it even more clearly. It's a very short distance. The point I'm making is, wait a minute. The pipeline is 70 meters or about 200 feet below the surface of the water. It's right next to Sweden. They have a very complete Air Force and military and Navy system in Sweden. And so do they in Denmark and Poland and Germany. So how did somebody blow up this pipeline? And we don't know. We don't know who blew it up and how. How can this be? Who's? There's one thing I can conclude. We're being lied to. Obviously, somebody knows. Somebody blew it up. That person knows. That team that went down, or the person who dropped the torpedo, or the mine, or the people who went down in a mini sub, or the Navy SEALs that came out of a U.S. nuclear sub. They have quite a capability of doing such things. They all know. Are they ever going to talk? Will we ever learn the truth? I'm 74 now. If I had to bet, I don't think I'd ever learn the truth. There's one chance whereby we might learn the truth of this and other such events, and that is if the Orange Man returns to the White House, because he wants to know the truth. And if he is president, that's the thing. This is what terrifies these SOBs. If Donald Trump is the president, he has a lot of power. As much as they can hem him in from all sides, from every layer of the deep state, still he has a lot of power. If the Orange Man says, I want to know who blew up that pipeline, I want to know who blew up World Trade Center 1 and 2 and 7, and on down the list of all of these things about which we've been lied to, that I think that's the only circumstance in which we will find out the truth. Now, I speculated, as to me, it seems, the U.S. government, some agency of the U.S. government, at the command of the communists who control the White House now, and the Senate and the House, blew up the pipeline. And all of us sitting here, like, well, how bad is it? You know, hey, Kelso, okay, they're lying to you. So what? Life in the big city, Kelso. You're getting lied to all the time. Well, I'll tell you what. I have little children, and I don't relish the idea of them being incinerated in a nuclear exchange. And that is what would happen here in North Dakota. In a nuclear exchange, we would be incinerated. That makes me a little bit upset. And angry at the SOBs who would do such a thing. And this is true of all of us. Wherever you're sitting right now listening to this show, guess what? You're a few minutes away from being incinerated. Who did that to you? Who's doing it to you? Now, the issue, the pretext under which you're being threatened with instant incineration and a horrible death is what? War in Ukraine? A few months ago, you couldn't find I'm guessing. How many Americans a few months ago could have drawn a kind of a rudimentary diagram of the Black Sea, of Central Europe, and Western Russia, in which they would actually correctly place Ukraine? How many could do that today? Very few. Very few. How many people, let's go a little further, how many people, I'm wondering myself whether I can do this, could correctly identify the nations bordering Ukraine? And on it goes. The point being this, nobody in America had any idea where Ukraine was, didn't know anything about Ukrainian history. Ukraine is not a vital national interest of America or of Americans. But we're on the verge of nuclear war over this place about which we know nothing and in whom we have no national interest. How did this happen? And at no point in any of this were we ever consulted. So my opening theme, we're all being lied to all the time. I think I heard Tucker Carlson say that once. We're all being lied to all the time. That's the fundamental fact of modern political life. We are all being lied to all of the time. And this is where Donald Trump hit the nerve when he, you've seen him at the rallies where he sweeps his arm out in a broad arc pointing at the rats, the rodents, the worms, the snakes, the piles of crap who are the American national media. And he says, you are not good people. You are the enemy of the American people. Boy, did he nail that. No punches pulled there. He let him have it right in the kisser. And that's what we've been needing. And that's what we still need. And he's the guy who can deliver it. So we're being lied to all the time. And were we ever consulted in any of this? That's my kind of a second point coming in here. Have we ever been consulted? Do we have democracy? Do you have a say in your own demise? Were you ever consulted on this matter of being nuclearly incinerated? Anybody ask you to raise your hand? No, of course not. You don't have a vote. I like what George Carlin says about it. It's a big club, and you're not in it. Our elections haven't meant anything. You got a chance to vote for George Walker Bush. Oh, okay. Well, that's instead of, oh, William Jefferson Clinton. Or maybe you get George Herbert Walker Bush. Or maybe you get Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, what's the difference between these guys? Well, I mean, Obama, clearly an outright communist. And then the Republican rhinos being enablers of the outright communists. But we've never been on the ballot. Our choices, do we want, for instance, do we want open borders? Have we been ever been asked? Of course not. Never. Does anybody even talk about the possibility of a national referendum? Taking a vote of the American people. Do you want this? Do you want a nuclear war? And then, of course, now look at the insanity. So we're lied to all the time by all of the media. Then we are never consulted on any question of importance. What does it constitute? What do we do in our radio shows and so on? A talk show host like me, I go on and on about what I think happened, my opinion, whatever. And we've learned to settle for that. That's all we're going to get. That's all you get, folks. You don't get any more than that. You get to listen to people. I think this happened. I think that's not satisfying. That's not an answer. Damn it. We can have an answer. Who went down to that pipeline? Who blew it up? That fact can be ascertained by the Swedes or the Danes or the Germans or the Poles or the Americans. There are satellites scanning every square inch of that Baltic Sea every second of the day and night. There is sonar tracking everything that goes through those waters. They're not deep waters. There are no hidden, what do they call those, thermal inversions. There are no subs at 2,000 feet. The damn water's only 200 feet deep at the deepest. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, here we are. And the, you know, think of the lies that we've had to submit to. How about this latest one? I didn't read the article yet, but I saw that President Brandon, that's a better pronunciation of his name, is it not? President Joe Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. That's the most beautiful chant that's come in years. Right up there with MAGA chanting. Let's go, Brandon. He was in Florida, and he told Ron DeSantis that the debate over climate change is now settled. This hurricane settles the debate. I mean, this obviously proves that climate change is everything it was ever cracked up to be. Yeah, it settles the debate. We had a hurricane. That settles it, boys and girls. How moronic can you go? How low can you set the limbo stick? Well, there's an example of the lies. Climate change. False from stem to stern, start to finish, top to bottom, every premise, all of the facts. Everything about climate change as a stupendous threat to the survival of planet Earth, the people on it, is all a lie. But it doesn't stop. The BS shovel just keeps shoveling. Where's another one? How about COVID-1984? How much BS was shoveled on us with that one? Do we know? Where did this come from? This virus, I've forgotten the terminology, but there are some things that virologists, immunologists know about this virus that are very bizarre and obvious, strong evidence that it came from a lab, that it was done by the Chinese, that it was financed by Anthony Fauci and the American communists. Where's the investigation into the origin of COVID-1984? Where's the investigation into the reality of what the disease was? Where's the investigation into the vaccines? There is none. I guess we didn't have money for that. We ran out of money. Oh, didn't have enough money to investigate the vaccines. Didn't have any money to test them. We just inject everybody. Are there some people that don't want to get injected? Well, the hell with them. Fire them. They have a 20-year career in the U.S. Marines. Medals and commendations, Purple Hearts. Hell with them. Dismiss them from the U.S. Marines. A dishonorable discharge. And, by the way, cancel their pension and medical coverage. Doesn't matter that they were wounded in service to their country. I mean, that's nuts. But that's what we have. And we have it right now. We have that right now. How did we submit to this? I guess they don't give shots in the ass anymore, but so to speak, we bent over to be injected. All based on lies. And we go back to our points here. It was all lies all the time. And were we ever asked? Were we ever given any freedom or any choice in the matter? Of course not. Do you remember Joe Biden saying he, by executive order, he ordered that any company with 100 or more employees had to inject all of its employees? Now, that's every significant company in the country. By executive order. Was that even discussed or voted upon in Congress? Not that that would make it much better. But no. One, and then to add to the surreal quality, the Rod Serling aspect of this, Joe Biden is an obviously mentally deranged, sick. I mean, he's mentally incompetent, obvious to anyone. To a little child, he's scary even to a little child. Obviously sick, perverted, weird, a molester. But then we're supposed to believe that he won 81 million votes in the best, the freest and fairest election ever held. Miners were praying and wow. Beat fast. We'll be right back. Nobody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. That's some good music there. And the here we go. I'm thinking of music. The Twilight Zone opening theme, Big Bad John, Jimmy Dean. How did these people know 60 plus years ago where we'd be today? Of course they didn't. But their music is prophetic. 26 miles across the sea, Bornholm Island is a waiting for me. And you know, all this lying. Well, Donald Trump upset the apple cart. Oh, I like climate change. That's where we were. Every single fact is wrong. And yet people believe this crap. People have Ukrainian flags in their front yards. People are wearing Ukrainian colors on their clothes. What is wrong? People are worshiping Saint Volodymyr Zelensky, an obvious punk, an obvious pervert, an obvious moral midget, as well as every other form of midgetry. We're going to go to war. We're going to risk nuclear war. That's not something you risk. You go like, oh, I'm just risking. That's like, no, we're not just risking nuclear war. When we subject our children to the imminent reality of nuclear incineration, damn it, that's a crime. That is a crime. It doesn't require, you can't, well, oh, the nuclear missiles were never fired, so no crime was committed. Wrong. You threaten all of our children with nuclear incineration. You're a damn criminal. You're a felon. You're a traitor. You should be locked up and never see the light of day again. This is a crime. This is a crime committed by these Victoria Newlands of the world. I use her as the poster girl, the pom-pom girl. Can't you just see Victoria Newland in a cheerleader's outfit with pom-poms? This is a crime, putting us at risk. That is a crime. All right, let's go here to let us go to the president himself. Just a reminder as to where he's going to be. Here we are. We're on Wednesday. Saturday we're going to see the president. Sunday we'll see him again in Mesa, Arizona. On Saturday we're going to see him in Minden, Nevada. So looking forward to those. And in the editorial I read to you yesterday made it clear Donald Trump is the only man of worldwide stature who's threatened the people who are lying to us and who are keeping us down. He's the only man who's threatened their total takeover of the world. They must destroy Trump and not someone else. There is no other person that has, a Trump stand-in. There is no Trump stand-in. Then this is scary stuff. We need Donald Trump to be very, very healthy. I hope he's eating very well. I hope he's exercising. I hope he's getting plenty of sun. I hope he's getting, he can't get good sleep. They make that impossible for him. Let's go to truthsocial.com and let's listen to the president. This is a broadcast he made today with John Solomon. It appears to be from Mar-a-Lago. Let's listen in. I'm waiting for the link to fill in here, and you can just be sure, truthsocial.com. If any website in the world is getting hammered by every subversive tool that the pinko communist rat traitors have available to them, it's truthsocial.com. Take all the attacks done on all the Patriot websites in history and put them all together, roll them into a ball, and then multiply it times 10, and I'm sure that's about what the attack on truthsocial.com is. Here I am. I'm waiting for a link to come up. It's not coming up. All right, let's try again. Here it is. Yep, I'm on Trump's links, and hard to get it to come up. This is what the president posted to us 2 hours ago. How do you cut it off? Just cut it off. Don't let those patriots hear from their president. Just cut it off. Here I am. I'm waiting for it. Waiting for it to come up. Ain't coming up. The site's coming up. The link's not there. By the way, Trump's followers, 4.14 million now on TruthSocial.com. 4.14 million. That's a lot of us. Donald Trump had organized $1 billion in funding from outside donors interested in investing in TruthSocial.com. And Joe Brandon's SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, has now been blocking that $1 billion for 5 months by refusing to do a routine approval, just a check in a box that they won't give. So those investors can't make their investment. They can't give that $1 billion to Donald Trump, which he needs to fight these SOBs. He needs to have his own servers, his own everything, his own T1 lines. He's going to have to reinvent everything. We're going to have to do it all ourselves. We're going to have to make our own. We are going to have to make our own alternative America. Yeah, I'm still waiting here. Still waiting. It won't come in. And that's the interview he did this morning that I wanted you to hear. Oh, it almost made an appearance. It's fighting its way through all the crap being thrown at the site. Unbelievable. We're getting close. We're getting close. Oh, these commies, you know, they are such believers in freedom. No, you don't get a chance. You don't have a First Amendment. You don't have the right to speak. Sit down and shut up. Put your hands behind your back. Get on your knees. Spread your legs. That's their Bill of Rights. Yeah, it's not going to come up. Not going to come up. And I'm not going to get to play it for you unless it does. Let me see if I can find it. Find it on another tab. No, they've got this thing under attack. You know, it's in some form or another a denial of service. All righty. Let's go. And, you know, this is becoming more and more true. This is what you're going to have to do as a patriot. If there's anything out there, if anything's working that's bringing you the truth, you've got to support it. You've got to give them fuel. If Steve Bannon's got a broadcast going, you've got to support it. If Tucker Carlson has books for sale, has something going, you've got to support it. Republic Broadcasting. All right. Let's see if we'll try again. Try again. You know, they're specifically attacking his channel on his own website. This is amazing. I can get other things. It's not my computer. It's specific links that Donald Trump has put up for you to hear and see today that are being attacked. All right, let's go to a great story. Fortunately, I put this up in a different tab earlier. This is a story from Jair Bolsonaro's son, Eduardo. And let me read the story to you. Now, Jair Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil right now, is in an election runoff. He secured a place in a runoff against a communist, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. They call him Lula. And here's what, also a congressman, a Brazilian congressman, his son, Eduardo, says this today. He says, Bolsonaro's son accuses pollsters of trying to rig Brazilian election, insists his father will win the runoff after his surprisingly strong showing, and credits incredible Trump video message with mobilizing the support that made it possible for Jair Bolsonaro to get into a runoff with Lula, the communist. Supporters of President Jair Bolsonaro are seeking an investigation into Sunday's election after he confounded polls and forced the race to a runoff, according to his son. Eduardo Bolsonaro credited a video message by Donald Trump with helping his father to win to within 5 points of leftist leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. And this guy is an outright communist and a convicted and imprisoned criminal. Kind of like somebody we know, President Brandon, maybe. Eduardo Bolsonaro says Brazilians expect Donald Trump to return to the White House. Wow. He says, these polls were wrong because they are trying to influence the elections. The highly polarized election will determine whether the country returns a leftist communist to lead the world's fourth largest democracy or keeps the hard right incumbent Bolsonaro in office for another 4 years. Now, here's the president's message. Let's see if they manage to block this. Let's try. Here we go.
To the people of Brazil, you have a great opportunity to reelect a fantastic leader, a fantastic man, one of the great presidents of any country in the world, President Bolsonaro. He's done an absolutely incredible job with your economy, with your country. He's respected by everybody all throughout the world. So I strongly endorse President Bolsonaro. He will be your leader for hopefully a long time. He has taken your country to great heights. And again, your country is now respected because of him all over the world. So go out and vote for Bolsonaro.
Nice. Nice from our president. And the that was released by Donald Trump. And he's making that video sitting in one of his planes. Just taxiing on a runway at night somewhere. He's working all the time. And everybody who's been close to him says this about Donald Trump. He's working pretty much all the time, sleeps very little. So he makes use of all of his time. Taxiing on a runway. He makes a video of such great consequence, it affected the Brazilian election significantly. According to whom? Jair Bolsonaro's son, Eduardo, says this was the key. The Brazilian people, who he just told you, they expect to see Donald Trump again in the White House. They really admire Donald Trump around the world. This is not true of any other person. Like if some, you know, the left wants anybody but Trump. Ron DeSantis, the left would love that. Oh, they would love that. Do you think people in Brazil know anything about Ron DeSantis? Do you think crowds would come out as they did in Hong Kong? Crowds came out chanting Trump, 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 freedom, waving American flags and Trump flags in Hong Kong. This is before the Chinese Communist Party overran Hong Kong, swallowed it up. And this has happened all over the world. He is unique. The only man who inspires that around the world. Let's give it another try here. Let's try to get the president. Today. He wanted you to hear this today. I mean, this is clearly somebody is flooding the Trump website, flooding his links. It's dirty, dirty fighting all the way. This is total war. This is the left, the communists, they've got their hands around your air pipe and they're squeezing in their thumbs as hard as they can. They don't believe in a debate. Are you serious? A debate? Free speech? No. This is communism that's at stake. All tactics are allowed. All murderous techniques are allowed. We're talking Karl Marx here. We don't need no stinking badges. We'll just wipe you out. We'll be back shortly.
During your administration,
have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. Okay, now I've got, I have kind of a backdoor access to his audio from today. Donald Trump gave an interview at Mar-a-Lago to John Solomon. Very important interview, and I think his partner's name is Amanda Head. his co-host on his show, on Real America's Voices. And the that's where you find Steve Bannon and a bunch of other brilliant patriots. So here's the president. I'm going to... With chewing gum and baling wire, here is the audio of the president today. Here's what he wanted you to hear from Mar-a-Lago.
I think it will. I think that if I decide to do it, look, the rallies, you've seen the rallies. I think they're bigger than ever. We were in Alabama. We had 63,000. We were in Texas. We had 87,000 people show up. And the one in Ohio, the one the other night in Michigan. I mean, these are tremendous rallies that are packed. And it's, they say, the greatest show on earth. I don't know why, but they say it's the greatest show on earth. We have a lot of fun at the rallies, and the people love it, and it's very good. I think it's very good for the country.
Yeah. As you look out, you have done a good job of identifying what it is that Biden did wrong. If you look ahead in 2024, whoever the president is, what are the first few steps they need to do to reverse what Joe Biden has put into motion?
Well, so many things should have never happened. Ukraine with Russia should have never happened. It would have never happened if I were president. It would have never. I can say that with 100%. I think he saw probably Putin looked and he saw the disaster in Afghanistan, one of the most embarrassing, probably the most embarrassing period of time in the history of our country. And he said, wow, this is my chance. But because he always wanted it, I knew that. But and I had a very good relationship with him. It would have never happened. And you may have Taiwan happening now, too. We'll see. But there are a lot of things that you wouldn't have done. First of all, the border. We had the border sealed up and beautiful. It's good, I guess, probably. Everybody reports it, so I'll say it. But we had the strongest border in the history of the country, southern border. And now it's the worst border, I think, ever anywhere. There's, I say in the rallies, there is no third world country that would allow millions of people to come in totally unchecked from prisons from all over the world. I mean, we have over 129 countries last month where people came in. That would mean you have 129 prison systems, I guess, in some form. And those people are being allowed into our country and being ushered into our country. And it's just sick. So that's a big thing. And of course, energy, because energy started this whole disaster. And you know, again, without the energy, you wouldn't have had Afghanistan and you wouldn't have had certain things happening. But you take a look at energy with Ukraine, energy with almost everything involves.
Let me turn him down. We're out of time, folks. Time flies when you're having fun. And we will be back tomorrow. I'll try to punch my way through denial of service against Donald Trump, and we'll get you some live words or actual words from tomorrow of Donald Trump. So be with us again tomorrow night when we meet up here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.